Winnipeg tonight. Joining us, the skipper, Steve Shirley. Steve, you were more of a juggler over the weekend than a skipper, were you, with the rain and trying to figure out what to do with some of the rainouts?
Well, yeah, just not a lot you can do about weather. I mean, there's some things we can control, and turns out the weather's not one of them. So you just have to deal. You just have to deal.
Does that help you now with your pitching staff to get ready for this week? Because I know you were in a stretch of, 27 games in 28 days. So, you know, even a little bit of a day off will help the staff.
Well, I mean, yes, to a degree. I mean, we lost the game yesterday. Matt Wickswat went out. He was one of our starters. That was on a regular, his regular start date. And he went out and was able to give us six innings to finish the game that Ben had started and been rained out the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So it did, you know, give our bullpen a day off. We would have preferred actually to win the game, but, you know, we played a solid game and, you know, we've lost so many darn close games. It's, I know that we've got it in us to put a little run together here.
How frustrating is it, Skip, when you got a guy like Ben Moore who was throwing as well as he was and then it gets suspended, and then you resume it the next day, but you have to. Ben isn't going to be able to go on back to back days, and then you've got Shelby Ford who also got nicked out when he was trying to run out of ground ball. I mean, how frustrating is that when somebody's throwing that well and the game gets suspended?
Well, it's weather, and there's not anything I can do about it. You know, the frustration of it is simply that we ended up not winning the game. Losing Ben ended up not really hurting us as badly because Wickswat was able to come in and do such a fine job for us, but we weren't able to score enough runs to pull it out. But, you know, in the long run, it may actually help Ben. He had a 54-pitch start that will he should recover nicely, and Wickswat will remain on his regular rest. So from that standpoint, really, it was more the rain out of the second game that kind of put everything back on track.
How about Shelby Ford? What is his status right now, Skip?
Well, he's in the lineup tonight. I mean, he had a little bit of a quad. He came out of the box on a pretty wet field, and foot gave out underneath him, and he had a little bit of a yank in his quad, but we're confident that he healed up, so he'll be back in the lineup tonight.
What about Winnipeg? Do they tell us a little bit about their pitching staff? Is this a veteran club? Are they new? What have they brought back this year?
Well, they brought quite a few people back that are pretty good, and you know, we saw them in spring training. It's a veteran team. They've got a pretty good staff. We expect it to be a solid challenge for us.
When it comes to stealing bases, is this something that is key for you guys this year? What's your at least your attitude when it comes to stealing bases?
Well, a lot of times it's reading the catcher, reading the pitcher. A lot of times it really doesn't have a lot to do with who the fastest guy is. You know, if he gets kind of a little walking lead, he can get himself out there a little bit where maybe the pitcher's not paying attention, or if we notice that the catcher's, you know, not throwing the ball well on a particular night, you know, we might try to take a couple. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be able to steal a lot of bases because it puts us in scoring position. So, you know, we'd love to. Sometimes third is a better base to steal than second, simply because back there you can get a little bit bigger lead and sometimes, once again, the pitcher may not be paying close attention, so you get that little walking lead and take off.
Sure.
But, yes, you know, stealing bases for us is important. I don't know that we're going to, like, lead the league in it, but I think what we will want to try to do is to steal important bases.
He's Steve Shirley, skipper of the Sioux Falls Canaries. Canaries in Winnipeg tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7:05 first pitch from the Birdcage with J.J. Hartigan right here on KWSN if you can't make it out to the ballpark. So tell us a little bit, Skip, about A.J. Kirby-Jones. I know that he's somebody that I think you had signed before, had his contract picked up. He became available. You re-signed him. What kind of a player is he? And I know he made an immediate impact for you.
Yeah, I mean, A.J.'s a guy that's swung the bat at higher levels, at the Double-A level, and he's a guy that's got some pop in his bat. Should do well in RBI-type situations. He should become a producer for us in the middle of our lineup, you know, which is something that we felt we needed to have. So I think he brings the ingredients to our lineup that were needed.
Hey, Skip, appreciate the time. I know it's zoo night out at the Birdcage. Watch out for the lions and tigers and bears.
Hopefully they eat those damn goldeyes
that they bring out there tonight.
Yeah.
Skip, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure as always.
You got it. Steve Shirley, skipper of the Canaries. It is Winnipeg in town.